Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Let's go!
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Coming up, Kenny Chesney. Coming up, Miranda Lambert. We got a big show today, but let's go around the room. Share with me what you have found this morning. Eddie, you go first.
Guys, you know me. I love science, and I just saw an article, crazy article, that by the year 2025, we may not be able to see Saturn's rings. The rings we know Saturn for.
How many times you guys seen them?
Every time you look at a picture, right?
Isn't that crazy? Still look at that old picture.
Yeah, the picture will still have them.
Yeah, but the planet's not going to have rings anymore. That's crazy.
No, you're just not going to be able to see them from Earth.
Well, yeah, but still
not. But I already couldn't see them from Earth.
Exactly.
If you get a telescope.
That's like telling me, hey, you'll never in the whole history of the world be able to meet Elon Musk again. And I'd be like, well, I never met him to begin with. So that didn't really hurt that much.
I see what you're saying. What you're saying. But still, if you get a telescope and you look through it, you'd see the rings today. But in 2025, no longer.
Thanks, man. Really interesting.
Thank you.
I had no idea his were so boring until you brought it up.
I mean,
okay, guys, just because you think science is boring,
I don't think science is boring. But that, okay, Lunchbox, can you beat that?
Oh, I can beat it. And it's from last weekend at a football game. Texas Southern University, this tuba player's playing in the band. And this guy starts.
Do a better tuba than that, though.
That's low.
Yeah. Playing some song, and this guy starts heckling him. And as he's playing the tuba, boom, 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 knocks him out cold and keeps on playing.
This guy got in his face to like make fun of him, like heckle him. And the guy's like, I'm going to take it. Wait, like hard crosses.
There's video of this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
And the guy takes the first shot and stands there like, wait, what? About third shot, he's out. He's down.
Yeah, he's down. It. He's down on the ground. It was so freaking funny.
Thought he'd pick on the tuba player. Didn't happen. Amy, what do you have?
So there's a dermatologist on TikTok that is saying, hey, guys, if you have a beard, make sure you are cleaning it every time you're in the shower or you're not taking a shower. Wash your face and clean your beard. And right now, Scuba Steve has a beard. Ray has a beard. Lunchbox kind of has a beard. Eddie sometimes has a beard. And there's...
Some people say Caitlin's my beard.
Right.
A little different.
Well, all these guys are married. And the problem is when you're kissing someone, they're getting all that bacteria. And then sometimes it can even cause a little rash on the chin. It's called impetigo. And women are dealing with it. And they're having to get like prescription cream because then the bacteria is infecting the
guy
like...
guy won't wash his beard?
What? Well, if the guy... If the beard is not clean and it has the bacteria in it and then you're kissing and it kind of rubs that skin a little bit and then it's raw and then the bacteria gets in there, it's causing impetigo.
A lot of ifs, I'm going to be honest with you.
So well, every time I kiss someone, my wife, Like, and she gets that red, like, rash on her chin. Like,
that could also be from rubbing.
That's what I always think.
It's not every time.
Or it means, like Amy says, you're impotent.
No, but
that's not what she said.
Oh, that's not what she said?
When y'all take a shower, do you wash your beard with soap?
Soap, yeah.
Okay, good.
Like whatever I wash my face with, that's what I
do.
That's a good tip.
I got a question. When you take a shower, do you wash your armpit hair with soap or shampoo?
Soap. I don't shampoo my armpit.
Is that really
a question? I shave most of my armpit hair with a zzz.
Let me add to that.
Yeah.
Do you put conditioner on your armpit hair?
No.
Do
you put
it
on your regular hair?
Yeah, because the regular hair, people see it.
I just, random question.
Yeah, very. Okay.
Thank you.
Both of mine are, you have two, but they're the same category. It's, holy crap, that's big. Okay?
Oh.
So when I say it, when I point at you, go, holy crap, that's big. Okay? From Fox News. A 14-pound, 8-ounce baby.
Holy crap, that's big.
Was born last month in Canada.
Dude, I didn't even hear the story. Say it again, because I was too focused on that.
A 14-pound baby.
A 14-pound, 8-ounce baby was born last month.
Wow.
Holy crap, that's...
I didn't point, though. No, I didn't point.
Oh, I thought you pointed.
Yeah. That's the heaviest baby born since, like, 2012, and the heaviest in the hospital since, like, 2010. But imagine that.
Poor
14
mom.
Pounds, 8 ounces.
Holy crap, that's big.
Yeah. Poor mom.
Yeah, I mean, she had to give birth to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was 55 centimeters long.
And I also think
holy crap, that's big.
I don't know what that means, really.
Me either. That's why I didn't point on that
but
one.
I also think about how that much that baby's going to take to breastfeed. That's going to be a lot.
He was, again, 14'8". His other brothers have all been born at over 13 pounds.
Holy crap, that's big.
Mm-hmm.
My baby was 10.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, our second one.
That doesn't that's small. Big right now.
It is big, but
not confused,
yours isn't as big as mine.
No, okay.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, no, that was the whole point.
Amy,
we didn't have to really do that.
Amy.
A 9-foot alligator.
Holy crap, that's big.
Yeah, bit a woman's face in Florida.
What? Is she going to be okay?
Holy crap, that's messed up.
You guys didn't even do the holy crap, that's big, except for Eddie, I pointed. A 9-foot gator.
Holy crap, that's big.
Yeah. She was snorkeling with a friend in a recreation area.
No.
A 9-foot gator. It's a monster. Not only is it a monster.
Holy crap, that's big.
This 9-foot gator attacked her, bit her forehead.
What?
This is from Fox 35 Orlando. A photographer nearby happened to snap photos of the immediate aftermath. The alligator still lurking behind them. She is not dead. She said, I ripped the mask off. I turned to see two little eyes sticking out of the water. She said a 9-foot gator came out of nowhere.
Mm.
Her friend Shane said he heard a rush of water, saw the gator, and he turned around, but he couldn't even react because it happened so fast. She said it didn't hurt that bad in the moment. And then when she got back and she saw the punctures on her head, and she didn't die. But if a 9-foot gator gets you, most of the time you're probably going
to
die.
Yeah.
But that's a big gator.
Holy crap, that's big.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, Eddie, your story is by far the worst of this.
You guys just don't like science. It's okay.
I do like science.
Doesn't sound like it. Because I gave you a good science story there.
I wouldn't say it's good. I wouldn't say it's good at all. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. We're planning to get married. However, my parents don't approve of the relationship due to cultural differences. They want me to end things to find someone more suitable. My boyfriend is kind, loving, and we're great together. I don't want to lose him, but I don't want to be estranged from my family either. I'm torn. I don't know how to navigate this situation. How can I stand up for my boyfriend without ruining my relationship with my family? Signed, daughter in distress. Okay. Here's the easy answer here. If you end up ending a relationship because of something that your parents believe in, not you, you want this relationship with your parents, but you're going to resent them. If not now, you're going to resent them big time later. And later, it's going to be even worse than it would be now. This is one of those situations when you are a young adult where you have to figure out who you are. And sometimes it's uncomfortable to be who you are because what's comfortable is the same. And the same is not always the right answer. I don't know what the cultures are. I don't know what the differences are. No idea what that is. All I'm saying is just because your parents want it, first, I would ask them why. And if it is just a culture thing, then okay, that's not for me. It's not for you. You're going to be so upset at them years later. If it's like they know he's a bank robber or something.
Different.
That's different. But I would just let them state their piece. if they're old, old people have older thoughts that are wrong.
But they'll die soon.
Stop. What?
I mean,
wow.
And then we can move on. Everybody be happy.
No chance you should break up with anybody, friendship, relationship, because the cultural difference is if you don't want to break it up because somebody else wants you to do it. You just shouldn't. If it's on your heart and you, that's on you. But don't do it because somebody else wants you to do it. There's just, don't do it.
No, that's sacrificing your own happiness to please others.
You will resent your parents so much. Mm.
But that's good, because I'm wondering what the answer would be to that question.
Yeah,
because why? Why?
Yeah.
Why not?
And let's see how honest they're about to be.
Yeah.
No, be for real. That's what I say. Be for real. And then when they're not for real, and they don't have a good answer, okay. I choose not to take your advice. But if it's something like, yeah, he killed three people, we know that, and we just want you to not be with them, that you should listen to.
Mm-hmm. But then you follow up with prove it.
But if it's culture, yeah.
I feel like even there's like culture. I'm thinking back to like in college, one of my boyfriends was Catholic. And I don't know so much. I mean, my dad definitely didn't care about that. Oh, listen, wait for it. I know.
Wait for it.
I know. It's weird to think about now, but it's just the type of, you know,
it's
church that I was in.
Said nothing. I'm just looking at Amy.
I know.
All I was going to say like was within the Christian community, it's not really that culture.
No.
But it is,
I know,
it is,
but it's
though,
fundamentalist too. Like type
I
where
you.
I was. And so my mom so much didn't care. I know my dad didn't, but I know there was whispers at church like, Amy's dating a Catholic. You need to be praying for her. Maybe she can bring him to church. And we can, you know, like it was a thing where I thought. And so then I started to think, you know, and then I went to Mass with him and I felt like, am I not supposed to be here? Which, FYI, if you go to Mass and you're not technically Catholic, don't go do communion.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I did that.
What about if it would have been like a Jehovah's Witness or LDS?
Oh, that would have been that would have probably been worse. Like, I get it. But I mean, I'm just saying, yeah, you look in the Christian faith and it's like the culture things can be broken down and broken down and broken down. And there's all these little tiny compartments. Or for that matter, some people.
He's Baptist, not Southern Baptist.
Right.
Or, so you broke up with him because they didn't like him?
No, I didn't. No, he broke up with me.
With Bubba Strait?
No.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But another example of this might be, you know, you bring somebody home and they're not part of the political party that your family is in. It's like, oh, they, you know.
Don't do anything for your family.
Right.
If it's just for your family.
You have to do it for yourself.
Yes, thank you.
You only get this one life.
That's right. You only get one shot.
One shot. One opportunity.
Yes, mom spaghetti. My sweater already. All right, close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's almost time for Fun Fact Friday, and I got music fun facts. I'm going to give you one pre. We're pre-gaming, as your kids would say.
I like that.
The Village People, what's their most famous song, Amy?
YMCA.
Correct. So they go on American Bandstand. They don't have the hand movements as part of their act. The crowd starts to do YMCA as they're singing it. So they're like, oh, that's cool. Let's put it in the song. So then the crowd, the Village People never planned to do the arms.
How did people just think of that?
I don't know.
That quickly.
I don't know. Just say YMCA.
Why?
Oh, yeah. It's natural. I threw my hands. I didn't even mean to. Yeah. How about that one?
That's cool.
That's pretty fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this next segment's all about. Let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Amy, you're first.
You're about 1 centimeter taller in the morning when you first get up than when you go to bed.
Gravity?
Yeah. Well, it's because during the day, the soft cartilage between your bones gets squashed and compressed. I assume from, gravity.
Dang.
So next, you should
next,
measure yourself.
Next time I go get a driver's license, I should stay in bed the whole time and lay down until it's time to get up and be like, they're 6'2".
Go early in the day,
Lunchbox.
Euphoria is the sense of release as bladder pressure lessens as a result of the stimulation of nerve endings in the urinary system as you go pee.
Yeah, you needed to say nothing else except euphoria. I knew it exactly. Yeah.
I like euphoria. So
me too.
Euphoria is amazing.
That's euphoria. Oh, God.
I mean, that's automatic, right? Going, oh.
Especially like when you got to run to the bathroom, like when you're holding it, and you're on a road trip, you pull over and you run. Rah!
Anything on there on poo-phoria?
Mm-hmm. I'll find that for next week.
Okay. There's no really, when that happens.
If you've never had IBS, there is.
For
right,
you.
Eddie?
So 3% of the Antarctica glaciers are made of penguin pee.
Wow.
Yeah, because
it just freeze over.
Those high temperatures make urine freeze, and then it turns into mold, and then that's part of the glacier.
Man, you know what? That made the best one you've ever brought.
Thank you, dude.
No, because it's about pee, dude.
Oh, I got it.
And you should have sent that my way.
Morgan?
You know those loofahs people have in their bathrooms?
By people, you mean me, yes.
Yeah. If you have one, loofahs are actually vegetables. They're distant relatives of melons and squash. So before they reach maturity and become the loofah you use, they are also edible.
They're the sponge loofahs.
I thought that was a thing that the Bed Bath & Beyond made up.
Yeah.
No, like, because my thing doesn't feel like a vegetable.
You can eat your loofah?
It's got a rope in it. Is the rope vegetable?
Hey, don't eat the loofah.
I would bet the kind what you have world? Is not the vegetable.
When they reach maturity, they become the loofah that we know that people use on their bodies. But before that, they're edible. There's multiple stages of the vegetable.
But mine's not edible.
Yours is not.
No.
Yours is like
the hot pink
plastic
one that you have is not edible.
I was wondering, is that dragon fruit? I'm always confused by the dragon fruit. Okay, so I have two of these. We'll start with Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison.
Yes.
You know the song?
Yeah.
A Brown Eyed Girl. Wasn't originally the title. Do you know the original title?
You're My?
Chevy.
Okay, do you remember
Are you thinking Chevy to Levy?
Yeah, because it was...
Wrong song.
Was it called Shalala? Lala?
It was called Brown Skin Girl.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But he claimed he changed it absentmindedly. He just sang it wrong. And he was like, oh, I didn't realize I sang it brown eyed instead of brown skinned girl.
Brown skinned girl.
That was it. Yeah. It was not a conscious decision to change it. He had written it and was singing it.
Wonder if that would have been a hit.
Who knows?
You'll never know.
You'll never know. And the Backstreet Boys never had a number one hit. The closest they came was number two when Quit Playing With My Heart. Quit Playing With My Heart. Got to number two in 1997.
Really?
Yeah. They had a lot of top fives, a lot of top tens. NSYNC did have a number one song with It's Gonna Be Me. Guess what? It's
gonna be me. I mean, they have so many jams and none of them were number one. That's
exactly
crazy.
And finally, a Swiss Army knife is called a MacGyver knife in South Korea.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it does a lot of stuff like MacGyver. There you go. I had fun. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah. A lot of fun.
Fun Fact Friday. Good.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Guys, I got a story. This is going to be Lunchbox in 60 years. Okay?
60?
60 years.
That means he's going to be over 90, so okay.
Yeah, hope he makes it there.
Yeah.
So Helen Holland is 101 years old. She's a mother of four and a grandmother of 17. A great-grandmother of 54. Crazy.
No way she remembers all those names, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so in 1939, she was at BYU, and she had to leave in 1941 due to financial concerns, so she never graduated college. Well, after watching her granddaughter recently graduate with her master's degree, she's like, you know what? I kind of want to go back get my college degree. So, BYU.
Let's just let her clap out of classes at 91.
Yeah. Yep.
They're working to accommodate her by organizing suitable classes since the ones on her original transcript are no longer available. Yeah.
Sewing, penicillin, churning butter. All those are gone. Yes. But
yeah, she loves the football game. She knows all the songs and cheers. And she's the biggest BYU fan. And she's going to graduate. She's 101 years old.
I like that story.
I know. Super.
I also like that she can just think. I mean, genetically, she's very lucky, and she's probably taking care of herself to be that old, over 90 years old, 100 years old, and still like, I want to go to college, or I know my great-granddaughter's name. Even that's a big deal.
I wonder if she's going to have, like, 5 a.m. classes, because, you know, older people wake up early.
Right, right.
A little bit early.
But I think at 101, do you wake up early?
I think you're just happy to wake up. Yeah. You open your eyes at 100 and be like, woo!
I think I reserve her a parking spot, you know what I mean?
Like, she probably won't have to go in a whole lot.
Probably
won't drive if she does.
I thought she may go on campus. That'd be awesome.
Probably, maybe a little bit. We went to BYU. It's going to be our next episode of Too Much Access. It's awesome.
It's beautiful.
This football stadium's in the middle of mountains. Mm. When we went and put on all the pads. And BYU is... It's basically a religious school. And I really wasn't thinking about it when I got the number 69 to wear to be hilarious.
What? You did that?
I did, yeah. I'm wearing number 69. Because they put us in all their pads and helmets and run through drills.
And they asked you what number
They're like, what number do you want? I was like, I'll take 69. I thought it was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What'd they say? They said, okay.
I'm surprised they
have that number available.
I know, me too.
Guys, it's just a number.
I know, but is it?
Yeah.
Is it just a number? Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way
to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. All right, this is Amy and Kenny Chesney. What do you think Kenny Chesney's his biggest song, most streamed song ever is?
Don't Blink.
Now, where it gets confusing is that would be one of his longest big songs, but sometimes newer songs were bigger.
Oh, Half of My Hometown?
No Shoes. No Shirt.
American Kids, number one. Number two is Get Along.
Oh, that's a good one.
Down the road. He's got a new song called Take Her Home, which is out today. Here's a clip of that one right here.
And take her home, they fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell.
And his Sun Goes Down 2024 tour. Tickets on sale November 17th, so that's next week. So here is Amy and Kenny Chesney, who has 62 multi-platinum, platinum, or gold certified singles. I don't even know what that means. I just saw it and thought I'd read it and fit it in there.
Sounds awesome, though.
A gold certified single? I don't know.
It's impressive. Whatever it is.
I agree. Don't know what it is, but it's worth something. He has an advertising degree. Do you know that?
No.
Now I'm reading the notes they sent me. He's known for his laid-back, beach-inspired style.
I knew that. Yes.
He's a huge football fan and played the sport in high school.
Yes.
Okay. 62 multi-platinum or platinum gold singles.
Dang. Yeah. Impressive, man.
I even said that one wrong, and I'm still impressed. All right, here we go. Here's Amy and Kenny Chesney.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Kenny Chesney.
We got a new song, Take Her Home. I like the message behind it for sure. It makes me think of that saying, have you heard, it's the start that stops most?
The start that what?
The start that stops most.
Huh.
So, like, it's the start that stops people because they don't want to go for it. And
that's
I feel
right.
like that's the message of Take Her Home.
Well, I can tell you, when I first heard it, it just reminded me of these life moments that in ways connect us all. But we have to take the step, like you just said. Life brings us these moments, and we have to, in a way, like the character in this song, man up to it and move forward with it. And I don't know, I've really felt like that I've been looking for a song like this for a while. It was it was not necessarily, you know, here's the thing. I look for songs that obviously that I can relate to and that is my life, but I also feel like that, you know, throughout my career, I've been able to find some songs that I knew that other people could relate to also, and maybe even more so. And so I felt like that this song, Take Her Home, had the thread of that in there. And I've been looking for that for a minute.
Yeah, I feel like you can kind of take it for what it is, especially in the first verse. You'd be like, oh, okay, you know, guy sees a girl at the bar, gets some, you know, sends a drink over the shots or whatever. And then, you know, it goes from there, but it's so much deeper than that.
Well, the way they turn the song, it's just, it's pretty incredible. And I was looking for a song like this, but I didn't know where it was going to come from. And Hardy sent me this song. I thought we were done. And he goes, I don't know if you're done with your record, but we wrote this 2 days ago, and I thought of you. It reminded me a little bit of There Goes My Life. And I went, well, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I heard it, and I went, wow. I mean, like, there's not too many people sitting in a room writing these life songs anymore. And when I heard it, I just absolutely, you know, was thrilled that I get to sing this kind of song.
Is there something when you hear a song like that that you look back on and you're like, oh, man, you know, you regret not taking that chance or doing that thing?
Well, that's what you hope that a song like this does, you know, that it connects with people in a way that it makes them fall in love or take a chance or, you know, go the extra step. You know, it's one thing, like you said, to buy a girl a shot of Patron and introduce yourself. But then the next steps that where that goes, it's, you know, I think that.
Well, I'm even thinking like, gosh, like on a, I think of so many things, even professionally speaking, or like a song that you.
Oh, do I have
passed
regrets?
On? Yeah. Like or something that you missed out on where you're like, oh, man, I didn't shoot my shot then.
You know what? I will say professionally, you know, I don't have a lot of regrets. Now, of course, you hear songs on the radio and I went, wow, that sounds much different with them singing it, you know, and I'm a true believer that songs end up where they're supposed to end up. But there's been a few times where I went, wow, I missed that one. You know, that sounds really great. But it sounds great for them. And I don't know if it would have sounded great for me. So there's a few of those moments. Yeah, and there's moments that you think back, especially now in my life, where, you know, I could have done things a little differently. But, I mean, for the most part, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at, you know?
I mean, yeah, I would say. But I mean, just not bad,
as a human, I mean, as whatever, you know? So, but I think this... This song has a lot of those life moment lessons in them. You know, the thing I love about it is it's got a lot of commonality in it. No matter who you are or where you are in your life, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's one of those songs that, yeah, could be something that someone hears for the first time or they hear it a few times and they really take to heart, like, oh, maybe I need to go for this, and it could completely change the trajectory of their life based on a song that you recorded.
Well, I'll tell you, that's the thing that I love about creating.
Yeah.
Is you go into a room or you go into the studio with a song and you create something that wasn't there yesterday. You know, and now you have it. It's like, you know, a secret that nobody knows in the world. You have it in your hip pocket. You created this song, and like this song, we're getting ready to give it to the world, right? But that's the thing I love the most about creating, is that you never know how a song or a record, how a lyric or whatever is going to touch someone. And everybody takes it a different way. And you never know how it's going to touch that person. And that's what I love about writing songs and making music. And you get on stage and you look out into your audience and you see the effect it's had on them and how much they've not only, you know, listened to the music, but lived with it. And that's the thing. That's what's so great about creating and writing songs.
What song do you hear from fans the most? Or is there a particular one that stands out of like this? Yeah, over and
it's
over.
It's changed over the years. It's changed over the years, but I mean, a long time ago, it was a song I did about AA called "That's Why I'm Here," and that was a long time ago. So I still get these AA coins at shows.
Gosh, that's special.
You know, and I, of course, There Goes My Life. When There Goes My Life first came out, And it was before we could communicate so well with our phones. You know, we didn't have the communication that we, you know, that we have today. But at shows, I would see people hold up their phones back before people held up their phones. I'm going, what are they doing? But they were letting their dad hear. Mm-hmm. The girls that were in the show, they were letting their dad hear me sing that song because it was their song. And then, you know, the people that live on boats want to hear No Shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a wide variety of fans of all different walks of life.
Well, you know what? I look out into my audience and I see a very eclectic bunch of people. Kids of all ages now, you know, and that's what you hope. You know, when you come to this town as a dreamer and you got a song or two in your head and you hope that you can touch that group of people. And it's been really special to see. And I think songs like, you know, Take Her Home is going to add to that canvas some. You know, I'm proud of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you should be. It's definitely going to be one of those ones where I swear people are going to be like, this song, this is what motivated me to talk to her or ask for something at work or to take that next step to do whatever or take the leap to write something.
Yeah.
Try something creative themselves.
Ask somebody out or ask somebody to marry them or to quit a job and do something else that might feed them more as a person.
Or to not be with someone anymore.
Yeah, true. I mean, give them the courage to get out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, but sometimes it takes that. You maybe, you know, need that nudge to like, oh, wait a second. I'm not living my best life.
Yeah. I keep going back to that, but that's the thing about music. You know, it's in the messages of these songs and why we love songs and why we gravitate towards a certain thing.
What's a song you're not involved in it at all that has impacted you in a way? I mean, you could any time in your life.
Oh, wow. That's hard because I've got so many. It's like asking me my favorite song, you know, it's impossible.
Was there a song that maybe changed the trajectory of your life that maybe impacted you?
Well, a lot of George Strait songs did. I mean, there was a lot of that. You know, when I was growing up, there was a lot of those songs that Dean Dillon wrote, that George Strait recorded, that made me want to chase this dream in the first place. And
how old were you when you knew?
Well, I was a senior in high school when I kind of knew. Then I got into college and I was decided that I was going to play in a corner at a bar at my this bar in Johnson City, Tennessee for tips. And that's when I knew. I didn't know how, I didn't know where this was going to take me, but that's when I knew that I loved, you know, when people that were at the bar and they turned around and listened to me, I went, wow, this is really great. And I was singing my hero songs. I was singing George Strait songs. I was singing Hank Jr. songs. I was singing Randy Travis songs. I was singing the Eagles. I was singing Tom Petty. I was singing everybody. I mean, everybody. So music overall impacted me. And I was always I always gravitated towards the men and women that made up their songs and then sang them live. I was always gravitated towards the singer-songwriters. And I didn't know the genius of Bruce Springsteen until I started doing this. You know, because living in East Tennessee, we didn't hear Born to Run much. We heard Alabama and Kenny Rogers, right?
Yeah.
So we didn't hear Born to Run in East Tennessee. And so, but when I started, you know, writing songs and I went out and performed, that's when I realized the genius of him. And what's crazy is that, you know, you gravitate towards these people and then you get to a place in your life and the people whose songs really impacted you and changed the trajectory of my life is you get to a place where you become friends with these people and you know them.
And yeah, do you remember the first time you met George Strait?
The first time I ever met George Strait was at the BMI Awards years ago, but it was in passing, right? It was like, You know, I cared much more about meeting him than he did about meeting me.
Yeah.
So, but then
that was my experience as well. Yeah.
but fast forward, a couple years, I guess it was, and then all of a sudden I was out on the road with him, and then I got to hang out with George and got to, you know, get to know him, and it was crazy. You know, and
I mean, yeah, especially since, yeah, he was one of the reasons why you got into it.
Yeah. Yeah. So to be in the car with your mother and, you know, driving around East Tennessee and listening to George Strait, and then all of a sudden I'm on my bus is parked next to his out on one of his stadium tours. And I was the first guy on stage, you know, during the day. Right. But my bus was there. You know, it was great. And I was when that happens to you, it's such a surreal thing. You know, when I met Joe Walsh, I was just stunned. And when I actually not just met Bruce Springsteen, but I had a conversation with him about songwriting and about creating and the live element of it and becoming friends over the years. It's just something that you don't see coming.
Well, yeah, you feel that way about all those names, but there's so many artists that have felt that way about you and the impact you've made on their career. And I feel like Take Her Home is going to, you know, steer some people in certain directions, and, you know, it's going to come up in question one day with them, like, oh, why are you here? How did you do this? What is this decision? And they're going to say, oh, it's this Kenny Chesney song I heard. Take Her Home. Isn't that cool to think about?
It's very cool to think about.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't think about those things in the moment. You know, I mean, we spend a lot of time recording these songs and wishing them up the charts and working really hard on the road. And, you know, I've been guilty of this, of sometimes forgetting that, you know what, people are actually listening.
Yeah, yeah, you know, they're paying attention. Yeah, they're listening. It's,
yeah,
meaning
they're
something
living their
to
life
them
with this music, and, you know, we are in the middle of it, and, you know, doing what we do, but people are actually listening, and that's what makes it great.
Yeah. Well, and we're thankful for the creatives that give it to us, because music can be so healing. I'll close with that. I have no idea the scientific evidence behind this, but I did read today that if you're in any sort of pain listening to your favorite song, they did this whole study and they were like inflicting pain on people, I guess. And when they would play their favorite song, the pain didn't feel as bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and they said music in general helped with the pain, but when it was their favorite, the pain wasn't as bad.
Because it's usually sometimes associated with a positive memory.
Yeah. That's
right.
Probably why.
So that's the power of music. That's why we all love music.
Yeah.
You know?
And so thank you for giving us all that you do.
Well, thank you very much.
Here's Manic Mays from Clarksville, Tennessee.
I am 9. I was wondering if I should get my ears pierced now or when I'm 10. Should I get one ear or both ears? Also, Lunchbox is the best.
We think that's a boy.
Is it? Because it's a one ear or two.
Right. That's why I say one ear or two.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
That's a good.
And the name's Manic Maze. Wait till you're 10, kid.
Yeah.
10's the year when all the adult decisions kick in.
10?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I don't know if it's easy to say. Wait till 10, kid. All right, here's another one.
Hey, I've got a joke for Amy. What do you call a spider with 10 eyes? Spider.
Oh, that's good. Can I do that one?
That's pretty funny.
It was kind of already done.
No, but I mean, not at the morning corny time.
No, but we do respect that one. That's a good one. Here's Heather from Cincinnati.
I am coming to the Louisville show. Heard you say that the Louisville show still had tickets available and that you thought it was on the 15th. So I just wanted to make sure you knew it's on Friday the 17th, just so we both show up on the same day, because I have a little bit of a drive to get there. I'm super excited about the show. My daughter bought me tickets as a surprise because she knows how much I love the show, and to get the show.
Thanks.
On the 17th.
On the 17th. Well, the 15th, I'm in Austin. Maybe there was a mix-up, either from me or from her ears, maybe for me, probably for me.
Interesting. I've never heard a fan remind the artist that the date of the show.
Well, the 15th, I have a charity show in Austin. The 17th is my final Comedically Inspiration show in Louisville. That's that.
Got it.
Tickets to both, bobbybones.com. They just released extra tickets to both of them if you guys want to come. Thank you for that, though, Heather. I'll put that on my calendar. The Bobby Bones.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Cinemark Theaters has partnered with DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and what they're doing is they'll deliver.
Can you imagine watching a movie and the delivery guy comes in? Mark! Is there a Mark in here?
No,
the bomb's about to Sean!
No, it's the opposite of that. It's that you can have like movie theater popcorn delivered to your house.
Oh, that's lame.
Like they'll go pick it up.
I mean, it's a fun little promotion thing. That's lame.
Just popcorn?
Well, you can get whatever you want, but I can't imagine buying
hot dogs
$10
for 10 days.
And you can get Sour Patch Kids from the store.
I kind of like my idea better now. Of
yeah,
like,
I do.
Okay,
Mark.
Is that Jessica here? You got your nachos?
And the movie stops?
Yeah. Okay.
You might be hearing songs when you're shopping right now, like Jingle Bells or Jingle Bell Rock or any kind of Christmas stuff. And stores are doing that right now on purpose because they want you to feel positive and nostalgic and get in the spirit and ultimately spend more money.
Yeah. I felt that.
That's literally
season
what's happening.
Spending.
Yeah.
Going in debt.
Pay attention when you're shopping. If you're getting a little too happy and a little too spendy, you might need to just take a break.
I need to tell myself that sometimes.
My dad used to get his wallet out and be like, it's beginning to look.
Oh, no. He would sing it sadly.
Yeah, his wallet was
That's
empty.
Hilarious.
That is
It's
funny.
Beginning to. Your dad is funny.
It's funny, dude.
Which, speaking of shopping in stores, I saw a list of places that are going to be closed on Thanksgiving that used to be open, like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Macy's,
it's
Michael's,
all the backlash
Kohl's.
From people going, let people have off. And I used to be the person that worked on those days, and I would be like, no. We'd get double and a half. Now, some people do have to work, but it was the greatest time to work. It'd be annoying, but you would get double and a half.
Time and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about...
Double and a half or time and a half?
Double and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's extra.
What is that?
That's extra.
No, that's time and half.
Wow. Yeah. Never heard of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a holiday, bro.
That's good money.
Like time and a half maybe for like if you're working.
Overtime.
Okay. But double and a half on. It was awesome. I got double and a half at the radio station on Christmas Day.
Wow.
Christmas Day. And I was like, this was amazing. So anyway, I hear you. I'm glad. But I wish there could be a volunteer list of like people who wanted to work on the holidays.
But yeah, but if you only get like five people and you got a whole Target.
Hey, let's rock, baby. All right.
I have a list of outdated tech that we're still using or outdated things that we still like and we're okay with it.
Postal service.
Well, yeah, that's on there. Yeah, watches, a notepad and pen, a calculator with buttons.
I would say watches that do not count. I watch on. Watches are jewelry for guys. For the most part.
You don't look at it to get the time?
Occasionally, but I have my phone. But if you wear a watch, for the most part, it's a jewelry piece more than it is of time. Because everybody has phone on their phone.
A time on their phone.
A time on their phone, excuse me. Or sometimes you have time and time and a half on your phone.
Double.
And some people do wear a watch old school to see time. But I wear a watch. A lot of people that I know that are under 55 that wear a watch do it because it's the one way for a guy to wear something.
Mm.
And I'm a watch guy now, so.
The final things that made that list, paper maps and a radio.
Paper maps? Who uses paper? Oh, my father-in-law does.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. Every time we're going, like, you know how to get to the airport? He busts out the map. I'm like, I got it.
Even old school radios where you have to, like, tune. That's, who has those?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's digital now. Like
I have one, but it's an antique. Like, it looks cool.
So yeah, I have one, too. Oh, an antique one. I found it at, a thrift store and I got it just because
and it works, Amy?
Radio. I don't know yet.
Just to look at.
It's so cute though. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
As everybody knows, seasons come, seasons go. But for some reason, fall always seems to be just a little too short. And with winter always rolling in super fast and lasting for what feels like forever, especially where we live, and you too probably, what it really means is it's time to refresh your winter wardrobe.
And are you the type of person that loves to stand out and be a bit different with bold and bright colors? Well, Macy's has everything from royal blue coats to green handbags and highly colorful favorites. Or, you know, maybe you're feeling a little more low-key this season. You can check out their warm winter neutrals like muted dresses and sweaters.
For all the inspiration and must-haves that you need right this second, go to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. And don't forget, if you need a little help finding your style footprint, pair up with a personal stylist.
It really doesn't matter what type of event you're shopping for, whether it's a company holiday party or a friend, family get-together, gift exchange. They're going to help you put everything together either in-store or from the comfort of your own home.
It's totally free. Go to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, Officer Dow Turrentine pulled someone over in Rome, Georgia, walks up to the car, says, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" And all of a sudden he hears, boom! And he looks up and there's a crash at the intersection right up the road. And he takes off running, hoo, 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 hoo. And there's an SUV with a mom and a kid in it, smoke coming from it. He's like, uh-oh, pulls out his baton. Boom! Boom! Psh! Breaks the back glass, climbs in. Pulls out his knife, dang, cuts the airbag, pulls the kid out of the car, and that's when Good Samaritans come and pull the mom out of the car, and then it goes up in flames.
Wow, right on time?
Right on time.
Maybe not right on time, but that's... Geez, police officers have to run toward danger.
It's amazing.
We have firefighters,
military, doctors. They run toward... As I see danger, I go the opposite way.
Yeah.
They run toward it to save people.
And then also, I think about the car that he pulled over. Do they just drive off?
Right. I was thinking about that, too. Like, they're like...
Because he pulled someone over, and he said...
As long as you whistle and look around, like...
slowly drive off?
Yeah. As long as it's not like...
Like, do you know why I pulled you over?
Or you go like this. Should I stay?
Like, real quiet.
Officer, I should probably stay, right? If you want me to stay here and get this ticket, please acknowledge it. No? Okay, I'll be going.
Yeah.
Good deal that those people live. That's great. Thank you. That's a great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.